It's time to talk some Blues hockey. Welcome to the Blues NHL podcast, hosted by former Blues defenseman Jamie Rivers and former Blues enforcer Darren Kimball.
And we got a problem in front of the Hawk bench. Kimball pulling at Roenick. Here's Kimball swinging at Roenick wildly, and the linesman trying to get in between him.
Look at Radek. He dropped the gloves with Rivers. The referee or the linesman should jump in here. You can't let a guy like Rivers continue to throw punches.
Federico stolen from Reinhardt. Breaking in to Hunter. Hunter shooting. Rebound. Recognizer scores!
Here comes Chevalier. He'll be thrown out of the game. Curtis Joseph grabs Chevalier, and the two goalies go at it. Head to head. And Joseph with three great right.
Turgeon to Hall, looking for 500. He shoots, he scores! Brett Hall, number 500.
Tarasenko, in the clear, he scores! Get up, St. Louis. Get on your feet. They did it. It's over. The game is over. The series is over. The wait is over. And the St. Louis Blues are the Stanley Cup champions for the first time in franchise history.
Hello, Blues fans, and welcome to a new edition of Blues NHL Podcast. I'm your off-ice official, Jim Cromer, coming to you, as always, from the SynergyHockeySkills.com studio. I want to thank Jamie Rivers and his crew over there for always making sure we're taken care of here at our wonderful studios here at Lineup Media Group. And, means a lot to us with everything that went on in St. Louis this weekend to be associated with guys that are promoting the game like that. Excited to bring you the show today. We're going to do a couple little different things here. You guys have heard me talk about our wonderful new addition to the show, which has really allowed you guys to be a part of the show as well, and that's our Patterson Tire and Service text line. Right when we first started this, I welcomed in an old friend of mine. He's still a friend, but known him for a very long time. And that was one of the Pattersons, Brian Patterson, who obviously owns and works down there at the shop, is Kimby likes to call it. Brian, unfortunately, is the one that's at the butt of Kimby's jokes all the time, saying he doesn't work. Well, I know that's not true. I used to hang out down at the shop quite a bit, and Brian was always working while I was doing what I do best, and that's running my mouth. So, but just great people, and happy to have him involved. And I told Brian that he wanted a chance to come back on and show off his chops a little bit, because I think he might have been a little nervous the first time he was on. So I said, you know when it'd be a great time to have you on? Is after the All-Star game, because obviously they're affiliated with Bridgestone and they take good care of everybody down at Patterson for all the business that they do. So he was able to experience the All-Star game maybe a little bit better than most, but had a great time and wanted to hear his thoughts as a fan on how everything went over there this last weekend. So I thought I'd welcome him in. So let's go ahead and do that right now. I want to welcome in my friend and partner as well, Brian Patterson. What's going on, buddy?
Thanks, Jim. Nice to be back. We had a great time over the weekend, and We got to experience a lot of the stuff that was going on over there. I had a great time.
Well, you know, I had told Jamie and Kimby that I was going to have you on. We'll be calling Mr. Kimball here in just a few minutes. But before we went to him, I just wanted to talk to you a little bit about the overall experience as a fan. I mean, Jamie and I did a show last week, and Jamie was doing a lot of stuff. Jamie was doing a lot of stuff behind the scenes with the All-Star game and the NHL this weekend, and we were able to go over some of the things that were happening over there. But I didn't make it over there this weekend. I had even said on here that I don't know why, but I didn't have much interest in going to the game or anything. And now in hindsight, I wish I would have went. So I feel like I missed out on an opportunity to experience something that, quite frankly, I think as fans, some of us have taken some shots at the NHL All-Star game because it, you know, the format or the non-competitiveness of it. And I got to tell you, I thought the stuff that they did was pretty darn cool. I did at the skills competition. I thought it was really cool. As far as the game goes, I know that, you know, you basically could have went to anything you wanted and you allowed some of your family members to attend like the skills and stuff. Your son, I think, went to skills, but you went to the game. And that's the one that takes the most beating because of the 3-on-3. But I got to tell you, I'm kind of with Jamie Rivers on this one. I think it's fun. I love 3-on-3 hockey. I don't know. Like, how was it for you?
I'll be honest. I got to go to the one in Nashville, three years ago. And the intensity level from Nashville to this year, it was up by a great deal.
Yeah.
Especially as you got closer to the $1 million game.
I was going
to
say, you think $1 million has something to do with it?
Yeah, I think that was a way. I think that's a way to.
So I got to ask you a tough question.
Yeah.
When I believe, and again, correct me if I'm wrong here, but I'm pretty sure because I was following along, but I think the Central was trailing by three, and then they mounted a comeback, and I think they may have got down a goal, but then they tie it up, and you think they have a chance, and I guess before you realize it was Patrick Kane that scored, and the whole place is cheering for him, and then realizes what they're doing. So were you did you get caught up in the moment, and you're cheering for Patrick Kane?
You know, you were cheering for your team at the time. Patrick happened to be on it, and he handled it pretty well. I think the second goal he scored, he held his hand up to his ear, trying to listen to all the boos or the cheers. And
I thought Kelly Chase handled it well. I mean, Patrick Kane had sent out a thank you to St. Louis and kind of a fun thing.
I seen that today, yeah.
And Kelly Chase was like, hey, you know, you handled that really like, and you do. You get, you know, again, I think most guys would tell you if you get booed in your rival city, it's a badge of honor type thing. So
well, that's the way Pete Rose was his whole career. Yeah. He always got booed because he was good.
But no, I'm glad. So, but it was fun for you, and obviously your friends at Bridgestone took real good care of you. I know you had an after party, so that was kind of fun. Right?
Had a great time at the after party. You got there early enough and got a seat, and we happened to have some people from NHL sit down at our table.
Yeah.
And I was
did you ask him about the refereeing? I mean, all of our listeners are going to say, you sat down with some people from the NHL. Did you say, why can't you get a competent official out there?
Well, it wasn't like they really wanted to talk to me, but I forced myself on them. And that's why I was asking them about what their thoughts was about St. Louis, how they handled it this weekend. And they were very complimentary. What they really enjoyed, and they said that nobody can follow this, is Layla introducing the Blues
players. That was an amazing thing.
She said they knocked it out of the park with that.
Yeah, so like for you, I get chills just now when you brought it up. Yeah. What was it like in the building?
You know, you first seen her walk out, and I'm a Layla fan and the whole stuff that went on with her, but you thought, oh, here she comes, and it's going to be kind of a dull moment in the game, but she killed it.
Yeah.
The way she projected her names and announced them, she just was
amazing. Just having a great time, and good for her, and good for everybody involved, and just another classy move by the Blues.
Yeah.
But I do, I think everything they did went well. As a fan, though, I just want you and I been friends for, geez, Louise, 30 years,
right?
30 over 30. God, I'm showing my age here. Gee, many Christmas.
You're old.
35 years probably. We've talked. Played ball together, so a lot of ball, but we've been hockey fans forever and have always talked about the Blues. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times those poor conversations would turn to, gee, many Christmas, why can't we get it together, and the hopeful years. So I ask you, I mean, thinking about the last 365 days, you know, I'm going to take that another step, though. Let's make it a couple of years. Let's start with the Winter Classic.
Yeah.
Can you imagine a better couple of years for St. Louis when it comes to the Blues?
No, I can't. I mean, all the years that we were fans, and it goes back even further than when I was a fan. That you just have to be pinching yourself right now to think that you're a Blues fan during this time. It's been awesome.
So let me ask you, because we're gonna call Darren here in a minute, but I'll get your thoughts on it first. So I'm going to ask him the same thing. As a former player, I wonder what his expectations are and what's good enough for a former player that's wore the blue note. But as a fan, I ask you honestly, the Blues sit, let's take a look at the standings right now, right? Like I saved them, right? So the Blues sit first, you know, in the Central. They're first in the Western Conference. You know, so you got to be feeling pretty good about themselves. A couple of teams that you would expect over in the Eastern Conference, you know, Boston sits atop their division. Washington sits atop their division. You know, here come the Pittsburgh Penguins. Here come the Tampa Bay Lightning. I think we all expected them. You know, outside of those four teams, I'm not real sure. And again, it's probably wrong to assume this, but I think in the Eastern Conference, outside of those four teams, for whatever reason, they don't scare you very much, most people. When you look within, though, in the Central Division, the Central Division or the Pacific Division, I think somebody had said the other day that if the playoffs started today, the Blues would play Vegas right out of the gate in a series. I mean, in all these amazing things would be going on, and you're sitting there going, holy cow, like how, you know. So as you look at these things and you say to yourself, what's good enough after everything that's happened the last couple of years? We've had the Winter Classic, you know, and then things didn't go so well, but then the Blues made changes just like they've been aggressive to do. They make all these changes. Things still aren't going well. They make a coaching change. Here comes Binnington. Boom, Stanley Cup, which I think we all are still maybe think we're dreaming a little bit. We're still pinching ourselves. Then you get the weekend here. But lost in the whole weekend is here's your Blues sitting in first place. You know, everybody talking about the Stanley Cup hangover and all that, and boy, I it could still be real, but gosh darn it, you're sitting in first place. You just had an amazing 4 days in St. Louis. Now we head into this thing, you know, 30 games basically, give or take, 30. What's good enough for Brian Patterson?
Wow. I mean, the first time I was on this show, you asked me, as a Blues fan, what was my expectation, and I said, I think they got a pass this year. I don't think they get a pass anymore. They're playing that well. So to me, third round, I think they need to make third round.
Yeah. So you think they got to get to the semifinals and give themselves a chance to get back to the Cup?
Yeah, I think they do. I think they have the team. You know, I wouldn't even expect Tarasenko to come back. I wouldn't even want him back, to be honest with you. He needs to rest up. Please get the shoulder heal.
I was going to say, you know, okay, so those expectations come from a place of, well, why not? Or, you know, or boy, they've had some injuries and these guys are coming back and we're already sitting in first. I mean, how could things like, are we going to fall into this? Hey, you know, no more of this. Oh, we're cursed. No more of this. Like, why not us? Almost. Who was the guy that said that? Was it Jim Harbaugh? Was it him that the Harbaugh, when they did the thing on him, that he'd say his dad when they were younger would say, why not us? Or no, it wasn't him. It was Russell Wilson. Russell Wilson's dad used to say, why not me or why not you or whatever. So with Blues fans, why not us, right?
Why not us?
Yeah, it's pretty interesting. You know, I'm trying to think of when it was, but I'm going to ask Darren. He had a great quote on the show last year that.
No, he didn't.
Yeah, he did. No. He had a great one. Yes, he did. That he basically said that he's been sitting down on Market Street with his chairs and mama's making him come home because he's been waiting so long for the Stanley Cup. So we used to talk about whether or not he was folding up his chairs or not. And then sure enough, Jamie always said, you know, the question was always, well, when we have the parade, will it go east to west or west to east? So a lot of questions answered, right? But, you know, west to east, obviously. But now you sit here and go, okay, you know, what are your expectations? Are you setting up lawn chairs on Market again, or is that good enough? And I'll be interested to hear from him because, you know, you always wonder, and again, I think Darren does a real good job, Jamie does too, of saying, you know, yes, I played. Maybe I still have that mentality of a player. Like, look, it's every year Stanley Cup or bust, right? But there's got to be a little bit of fan in you that says, you know, how, like the educated fan, like how hard it is to do it, right? And now to do it. There's only been one team to do it back-to-back since the salary cap, right?
Penguins,
yeah. So it'll be interesting to hear what he says. So let's get moving on that. Before we get to him, I'll do our gracious intro here, but and remind people to check us out at bluesnhlpodcast.com. You guys can do us all a favor and subscribe to the show there. It's free. It takes about 30 seconds. I know you guys like to interact with us on social media, and we're happy to do so as well. So you can find us on Twitter. We are at STOBluesPodcast.com. Facebook's always a big push for us. If you guys type in Blues NHL Podcast, you guys will find our Facebook page. First thing we're going to do is ask you to like the page. When you do so, you'll look over and you'll see maybe scroll down if you're on your phone, but you'll notice the pin post. The pin post is always our latest show. If you like it, comment on it and share it. That helps us reach more Blues fans, and it pulls them into our group, and it's just a great way for us to interact, and you guys as well. We always encourage you to jump in there. Find us on Instagram as well, Blues NHL Podcast Show, and of course at lineupmediagroup.fm, home of Yo Radio, the newest streaming platform for your mobile device. Download it for free today. I know you guys will really enjoy that. To our partners out there, we couldn't do this without all of them. NelsonLandServices.com, one of the great names you'll find in St. Louis in amateur hockey, is just a great group, you know, familiarize themselves with so many people and just so many friends out there. And as they move their business, you know, they're doing so much work down at the Ozarks, but now into St. Louis. 5-star locally rated company with reasonable prices. That's NelsonLandServices.com. Can't thank them enough. My good friend Mike over at Adam Smokehouse, who does a tremendous job with some of the best barbecue in St. Louis. Located on Watson Road, open till 7 on Tuesdays, Wednesdays, Thursdays. Don't forget, big box lunch orders are always available if you have a job that needs catering. Boy, I always say, imagine showing up for an event and Adam Smokehouse is catering. It would be amazing. But I do encourage everybody to stop in and see Mike and his staff, as they do a tremendous job. You won't know what to order when you walk in, but we always recommend ordering the ribs. So, you know, order. Tell him you want some brisket to go, and then look at your buddy and say he's paying for it. That's the ribs. We encourage that highly, and Mike will take care of that for you. But we believe it's the best barbecue in St. Louis. We know there's a lot of good places, and as my friend Tony La Russa used to say, they're all tied for first. But we're going to say Adam Smokehouse is tops on our list. That's Adam Smokehouse, St. Louis. Here's your cue. You know, I want to thank the man sitting across from me and his wonderful family for taking care of the Patterson Tire and Service text line. We're going to get to a couple of those questions, but I'm going to wait until we get Mr. Kimball on the line, as a couple of these might be interesting for him as well. And, you know, he won't disappoint with his comments, as they're always – what would the guy say on a Slapshot? Within the boundaries of good taste, so we'll take it from there. When's the last time you watched Slapshot, Brian?
It was yesterday.
The uncut or cut?
No, it was the uncut.
Can't watch it cut, I don't think.
No, you can't.
I hate to say that. I know, you know, family. But God darn it, it's not the same. I've tried. It's painful almost.
And you know what? Every time I watch it, the last girl in the pinwheel, I can't stand it. I don't think she's ever going to catch it.
Oh, my God. I don't like the way they cover him up with all the feathers.
No.
Mo, he was great. He was an underrated character in the movie.
He was a great character.
I mean, we almost got to do like I've said to Jamie before, you know, Jamie knows everybody. Like, he is embarrassed almost at his phone. And I think there's some people on there that he wants to keep quiet, of course. But I've laughed about it so many times that, you know, I've told him, I'm like, we need to figure out a way to get some of those guys on this show and do like a special tribute to what is a great movie. My claim to fame, and I don't know about you, is I refuse to watch the part two. I never watched it, and I'm not gonna do it.
I've never watched it.
You know, I did that with Major League. I watched part two, and I'm like, I want that time in my life back that I spent watching it. And I just figured with Slapshot 2, it would be an hour and a half or whatever that I'd want back, and I'll never get back, and I'm just not doing it. So
yeah, it's one of the most...
Reg Dunlop.
Reg.
I mean, the old guard.
You know, if you think about it, if it looks real, but Paul Newman could skate.
Oh, it was... Listen, it's... I know that, like, movies have come so far, but it was so awesome. I mean, this everything about it was amazing. Like, I just can't even – I still remember the first time I saw it, where I was at. I remember the first time I saw it and just laughing uncontrollably and thinking to myself, how did I not know this movie existed until a couple guys I played hockey with made me watch it? It was just amazing. Now, I was young, but still, amazing stuff. Well, speaking of putting on the foil, if somebody was ever going to put on the foil in this room, it would be the one and only our good friend, Darren Kimball. What do you say, Kimby?
Hey, guys, what's going on?
How you doing, Darren?
Hey, I got to tell everybody out there, I usually don't talk much about what goes on when it's not recording, when we first get somebody on. But, man, this was Brian's chance to take a shot at you. I just you admittedly said that, you know, you weren't over there much for the All-Star stuff. And Brian said, well, you wouldn't know anything about being an All-Star anyway. I wish you would have done that on the air, because you owe him one, because he tells everybody out here you don't work a day in your life. And he wasn't around 30 years ago, was he?
His mom came by and seen it for herself about a week ago.
Yeah, well.
You know what? You go back to the All-Star, though. Every time that came up, I was happy because I was getting paid and I had like 3 or 4 days off. So things were good. And, you know, I knew I wasn't participating and we were out doing other things. So always good.
They put an ankle bracelet on you just to keep track of you.
What were other things? Can you go, like, this could be a whole show. Could we get into the other things, or are we
No, we won't do that. It's been probably consuming some alcohol and stuff like that. So stay away from that.
All right. Well, we won't do that. But I know you admittedly had some stuff going on your own, so you didn't have much happening over there this weekend. But I had asked Brian, I had talked to Brian, and we had mentioned it numerous times. Going back to the Winter Classic, it's just been an amazing couple of years here in St. Louis. And I had admitted that I wasn't that into the All-Star thing because I don't know why. It just felt like, to me. But now I'm looking back on it, wishing I would have probably went over and watched. I actually really enjoyed the skills competition. I thought the fun stuff they added really increased the value. I thought the Tkachuk thing was great. The only thing I would have changed is I would have had Hully out there the whole time shooting, because sooner or later he'd have started knocking stuff down for sure. But I thought they couldn't have done it better. I agree with Brian. I think Layla introducing the Blues players was a home run. Just an amazing thing. I just don't know that – I mean, outside of winning back-to-back Stanley Cups, being the second team to do it since Sarah, I don't know how things get much better for us around here. Do they?
No, I'll tell you what. Like, it's been an amazing run they've had here, and the city of St. Louis has shown themselves well again with the All-Star. And I think when you're going to an All-Star event, and I think why the people of St. Louis probably enjoyed it more this time, Chrome's was. Because I had some friends that went down, but there's lots of stuff to do when you go down there. You know, you go down there, you can shoot a puck yourself. They got all kinds of stuff set up at the Union Station there. So I think it goes into more of a family affair where you can go around and see what's going on. And, you know, usually when it's played in a different city, you're seeing what's on TV, and it's a different kind of atmosphere that goes around. You know, yeah, people like to watch skills events and fastest skater and stuff like that. But, you know, the game can drag on a little bit because it's not really the hockey. People are just, you know, using their skills. So it's a different kind of atmosphere. But I think with being in St. Louis and how they incorporated the guys like Holly and Bernie and that into it, Al McGinnis went and took a shot. And I think the detector was sort of lying on that one, but he did take the shot. But, you know, they went through the whole process and they had guys involved. And I think the Blues did it right. And, you know, they've just been doing – with what they've been doing here in the last year and a half with the, like you said, the Winter Classic and the Stanley Cup and now this, it's just been one huge shot in an arm time after time after time with these guys. So they're doing a fabulous job.
You know, I was talking to Brian here before you came on, and when Brian was on earlier in the season, you know, we had talked a little bit about expectations coming off a cup. I think that was when you maybe had reminded us all that only one team had done it. In back-to-back years. So, you know, you talk about expectations. I asked Brian, Mr. Patterson, as I'll call him, you know, kind of here. But the reality of it is I love his answer. You know, he had said that at that time, you know, it was basically give him a pass. He's going to give him a pass. Mm-hmm. Now that we sit here with with basically 40 games, give or take, to go, we sit here, or 30 game, whatever it is. I can't remember now. They've turned it off, or I've got it on here. But we're past the halfway point, basically. We basically played 49 games. So, yeah, we got 33 games left. He's not giving them a pass anymore. And it's like, you know, we're past that. What are we doing? Like, where are we at? And I think I agree with him. This team sits in first place in the Western Conference, and although it's not going to be easy, and I think I brought that up earlier, the Western Conference – is just loaded. The Eastern Conference teams, I think, probably feel that they got a little bit the better teams in the Eastern Conference might have a better way. But if the St. Louis Blues started the playoffs today, I believe they would play Vegas. Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would assume so. I know Vegas is down there at one of the picks to get in. I know that when I was last looking at it. But like, when you talk about it though, Chromes, it's. I don't think you'd expect anything else but trying to go to repeat this thing the way that they have played, and with the possibility, we don't know yet, but I know Tarasenko's hit the ice here. They've had a few clips of him skating and that. So, you know, I know obviously body contact and that has to come into play for the guy because it's to do with the shoulder. But, you know, getting him out on the ice this early and you still have 30 games left, and also Armstrong, you know, I think he's trying to cover his base here by saying he might try to go get a top six player. And you got a possible top six player, possible Tarasenko coming back, if that possibly, you know, one or the other would make a huge improvement. And just to add on the way this team has been playing this year, you know, I've been watching them, and when you watch them play, I haven't seen many other teams, or if any, besides maybe Washington and maybe Boston early on did it, but they fell off a little bit. But God, just the way the Blues have been playing, it is just in your face type of hockey, and they're on they're just everything is like a well-oiled team right now, like they did in the playoffs. And if they keep this pace up the way they're going, I just have a hard it'd be hard to see someone beating them, especially in the West. I know that, but the East, you know, you've got Tampa Bay and Washington would be my two picks, and Boston. I think there's three teams over there that are going to, one of them is coming out, but God, it's on the West side here. I don't know. I don't see much coming for their sake. I really don't.
You know, that's high praise coming from you. Brian and I were kind of talking about it. And as a fan, you know, you almost feel like, you know, we used to talk about, oh, they let us down, they did all this. And now that they've won, you know, you almost feel like, I wish I wouldn't have bagged on him, so I'm going to give him a break. But you often wonder if how a former player looks at it, and I kind of said earlier that I think you guys always look at it like, look, your goal is to win a Stanley Cup every year. Now, is it realistic? Mm-hmm. But I don't think you sit there and go, well, we probably won't win because we won last year. I mean, who the hell does that, right? So, you know, for me, I'm looking at it going, like, I kind of am in the same boat as you, and I think that's where Brian was coming from. I won't speak for him, but gosh darn it, you're sitting there in first place. And I agree with you. On most nights, barring a couple of little two-game, I think they had one three-game little stint where things didn't go so well. But on most nights, you're the better team. And you've had some nights where maybe you didn't play that well, that your goaltenders have done what goaltenders are supposed to do if you're going to be a good team, and that steal a game for you. So for me,
yeah,
I think I'm with you on this. Brian,
I think the biggest thing with what they're doing here, and I'll put them up against anybody, but I think – and. Their defensive core and Petro and the guy from Washington, Carlson or whatever his name is, he's going to be the odds on favor to get the Norris just because of the points he's throwing up. But Petro has just put up the year he is having it's just phenomenal what he's been up to. Now, Perrieco's coming back into the ball game, but that D-core that the Blues are running right now, and when it comes to playoffs, that's what it comes down to, your goaltender and your defenseman, and I don't see any better in the league right now than what the Blues got. So you take the forwards that they got and playing the way they are, have been playing, and Perron putting the puck in the net, and I don't even think you've seen the best of O'Reilly yet, you know, considering the playoff that he come off of. Yeah, he's playing against the top lines and that, but I still think there's more to come from the man because, if the puck starts going in the net for him and that, look, you know, that's going to be another something to add to their arsenal that they got going on here because this team's just it starts with their goalie and their defenseman, and Berube has them going in the right direction. And I tell you what, it's nice to watch. It really is.
Brian, if you look at this team, is there anything that you think's missing? Holy moly, what is going on there, for Christ's sake?
Someone's trying to break into my house, guys. That's what's going on.
Wouldn't be a good idea.
No.
I like the team as it sits. I can't imagine Armstrong messing it up too much. I mean, by making a trade that he's not going to think he's going to get the better end of it.
I've heard that multiple times, the mess it up. Do you look at it that way, Kimby? Or do you look at it like it's hard to do this, so if you can go out there and get another good player, your window, don't lose your window. Where are you at on this?
Well, I see here, if he's throwing that out there, I'm wondering what he's thinking of Tarasenko. Maybe there's something that he's thinking. So I don't, you know, they're close to it. They know what's going on with the guy. Do you really want to risk him for if he comes back just for the playoff run, or you want him to go for long term here? So I that's the only. If they get Tarasenko back, I don't think there's a reason to go get another hockey player. I don't think there is. I'm just saying that straight up. You might want to put in another defenseman somewhere in the thing, but with the way that one kid that come up and played. You know, there's a seventh one, but you still might want to go get a veteran one like they did last year just to keep in the back burner in case something goes crazy. But, you know, if you get Tarasenko back, that's like gaining a player. So that's like making your trade right there. You're bringing in one of the top players in the National Hockey League. So I don't think you go get somebody if he comes back. But if Armstrong doesn't think he's coming back, he might try to weigh his odds and maybe bring someone in just to make sure they cover their bases. Okay, because they're right there, guys. They're that close to winning this thing again.
Well, and see, for me, like every year, trade deadline teams, well, we could use more defense. I don't care who you have, but with the Blues, and you hear this all the time, especially with our beloved Cardinals here in St. Louis, because the people like to get on them when they don't make deals. But, well, we're going to get this guy back, and that's kind of like a trade. Well, I got to be honest with you. When you're sitting here in first place in your conference, you're right there. You're pretty darn close to the other conference as far as the overall lead in the league. And you truly are hoping to get Tarasenko back. You've been playing without Parayko. Sammy Blais been out. I mean, you really have been dealing with this stuff, right? This is when I truly do feel like you are getting guys back and it will feel like that surge of trading. And, you know, I think it's bullshit sometimes when people use that when they don't want to spend any money. But this is, I mean, you're not talking about, you know, chop liver here. These guys can play. No. And then I think you mentioned it, the young kid that came up and played defense for him. I mean, if you had to throw him in a game, in a big game, I wouldn't have any problem with it. How do you pronounce it? Is it Mikola? Mikola? Am I saying that right? So
yeah, that's good enough for me.
Yeah, I was going to say, it should be.
It starts with an M.
Yeah, it starts with an M. But I I'm with you maybe. I guess we'll call it a Delzato move if you want to get a veteran guy that's probably going to sit in the press box. I don't know that there's much else. I don't know.
I swear to God. And you said, you know, I wasn't even thinking of Sammy sitting there. So, yeah, you know, and if he comes back and plays like he did down the stretch, so you put Sammy in there. And, you know, they just sent Brouwer down to San Antonio, I believe. But when the roster deadline increases, they might bring him back. I don't know. Army just sounded like he was going to give him a week to decide what the hell is going on. But he could be possibly a guy that goes down to San Antonio for the next month and a half, 2 months, and then comes up here and sits in the press box to be another safety valve on the front end line. You know, it could be a possibility if it's not costing any money. So I think they got all their ducks in a row right now. It just depends on what Tarasenko is going to do, how far along he's come. And if he is far along, I wouldn't be making the deal, because if he's coming, that's like getting one of the best players in the league. And if not, then you might want to fill something in. But, God, they're playing so well with what they're doing right now, guys.
All right. Well, let's have some fun here. Let's go to the Patterson Tire and Service text line. Brian, you want to do all this yourself?
I mean,
Patterson Tire and Service, a whole lot more than a tire store. And you guys hear me say that all the time on here, because not only do they specialize in brakes and tires, and you can call that number, 618-797-6711. You know, I didn't even have to learn that. I knew that number by heart from all my years of bothering you with different things with softball. But the reality of it is you can give them a call, quick quote on brakes or tires, of course. But if that engine's not running right, the check engine light's on, something doesn't sound right or feel right, get it down there, because they also specialize in automotive repair. They're located in Granite City, 3718 Highway 111. A lot of you out there are familiar with them. And I've said that if you're in the community for as long as these guys have been there. And Brian, since you're here, I'm going to let you, like, I know it's important for you guys, and you've done so much stuff in your community, but I think for you guys, when you get some people that are on the outskirts there that come in and give you guys an opportunity, I think that's when you guys really feel like you've been able to help somebody for sure.
Yeah. The service industry, everybody's prices are pretty much the same. And you really just try and help the people in other communities, your community, and make a difference in somebody's – it's a small difference in somebody's life if you can help them with their car, but it is a difference.
You know, you guys have been sending out a ton of reviews lately, and I think that's a way to reiterate to people, look, we do quality service here. There's no doubt about it, and people are happy. Things aren't always perfect.
Did you see the one from Bertha?
Oh, no.
Bertha went in and said she had a flat tire and got four new tires. Oh, and they said something.
Oh, boy. This is, hey, I mean, the beating
you took it there, didn't you, Darren?
I mean, it is unbelievable. But, you know, you've talked about this before, and I just wanted to give you a chance. Like, things aren't always perfect, and you see those reviews, and it's like, well, but nobody's perfect. But the key is, when something's not right, you guys make it right.
You do your very best, and we bend over backwards to do that. And it's part of what we sell ourselves on.
Well, I know we appreciate you doing this. It was a logical fit for you guys. I know that, you know, people that follow sports obviously own cars and pay attention, and we're happy to have some of the best in the business on this show, including Mr. Kimball. So we will get right to it and check out this text line. This is a good one. Now, I think this person's trying to get us all going into a fight here, or maybe a little controversy, which we don't need. But this person, no name on it, of course, but... No namer, of course. Yeah. Fellas, I'm curious to get all your opinions on this one. Who starts the first game coming out of the break in goal for you? And I see where they're going here, because let's face it, Jake Allen's played pretty good. Bennington, if you want to say Bennington's had a couple of games where you thought, well, that, you know, that probably wasn't his best game. I get it. But we'll just start. Brian, we'll start with you. Who's in goal tonight for Brian Patterson if he's behind the bench?
Number 50.
Yeah.
I just think it's this is where you're, you know, he's the horse. You're going to ride him and fill in with Jake as long as he keeps playing well.
Kimby?
Well, I'll tell you what, and this is why he sells tires and fixes and changes oil. So I'm going to tell you right now, I'm going to say it's a good chance they're going to put Allen in net. And the only reason I say that is because you can look at it two ways. Allen has been sitting off. I don't know if he's been taking shots or practicing or doing whatever. I think he would go tonight because he's ready to roll. And with Bennington going through the All-Star and then going through that process and his mind elsewhere, they might just want to bring him back and just give him a little time off because he really hasn't had the time that Allen's had. So I'd be curious. I don't know. I wish Mr. Rivers was there because he's our inside guy and he would know the answer to this question. But I'm going to think it's Allen just for that reason. I think Bennington's been running around hearing this All-Star nonsense for a while. So I think it might be for Allen to be the fresh guy.
Yeah, I see where you're going there. I'm going to say the same thing I said before. If Bennington's your guy, when it comes to a big game, and let's face it, you're coming out of the break, it's time to go. Although this is interesting that they're playing tonight. I thought the game was tomorrow night until earlier, and I was checking on some stuff. They just had the All-Star game. It just feels like a quick turnaround. Maybe it's not.
Yeah.
But the reality of it is they could do that. I just don't see how you do that. I think if Bennington's going to be your guy, I think you do it.
But I think if you look at where they're going here, though, I think you start tonight. I think the games get a little harder into this trip as they are. I think this is the one that you probably need to get. But I think this is the one where Allen can come in because I think he gets a little tougher down the road.
Well, let me tell you something. This is not a fun trip.
No, they're back to back.
No.
Yeah,
they're back to back tonight and tomorrow night.
They are tonight and tomorrow night.
Yeah.
Well,
Calgary.
Is that how you say it, Darren? Calgary.
Yeah, you guys got Calgary, yeah. Are they going to Calgary or are they going to Vancouver?
They're in Vancouver tonight, right?
In Calgary.
No, I thought they had San Jose tonight.
No, nope. Calgary tonight.
Good grief.
Vancouver tonight, Calgary tomorrow. So
you
may be onto something there, sir. So we'll see what happens. But
no wonder
that's an
you start Jake
one.
Allen in San Jose tonight.
Hey, it all's adding up now, right?
Yeah.
All right, let's do another question here. I think you guys will love this one. So I first have to say to both you guys, did you see that I shared it? Did you see the picture of Garth Butcher, Curtis Joseph, and Brett Hull on Brett's statue? Did you see that one? So this person wants to know, loved the tweet. I'm going to go with over and under of a case. I'm curious to know what the fellas think. So what's your over and under
case
of beer? What's your over and under on how many drinks were served there, Brian?
Well, I know what it takes to do a snow angel. So. I don't know what it takes to be on a statue.
Well, you know those guys, Kimmy. How many beers you think may have been consumed before that picture?
Well, I don't know if the guy in the middle, Cujo, I don't think he would have been, but the two guys on the outside, I know they're very well, they can go in a long way with that one. So a case isn't doing enough of that nonsense. Now let's get that straight.
Oh, geez, Louise.
They might have had a case by the time they got to the event, let alone whatever the hell that was after. So who knows where they were at there.
All right, let's finish up with a real question here. This is a good one. This is a good question. This one's from Jonathan. Hello, Jonathan, and thank you for your question. Which team in our conference scares you the most in a 7-game series? This is a good one. Kimmy, you want to take that one first?
You know, I don't. I'll take it. Yeah, but if I'm gonna, you know, I got two of them out here. I think Vegas has got potential. I think they got potential to get up there. But I started out the year and I didn't expect the Blues to come out roaring like they are here now, but I said Dallas originally, and I think Dallas has got a lot of the makeup that I think the Blues have. It's a sort of same makeup that's going on. They got the goaltending, they got the defense, they got the guys that can put the puck in the net. Dallas took them to game 7. So I'm thinking Dallas is going to be their one that they're going to have to eventually get through. It's going to be one or the other that's going to go through this thing.
How about you, Brian? Is there one team that really makes
you
nervous?
Well, right off the bat, you'd think Colorado, but I'm like Darren. Dallas was the way they played them last year in 7 games, and you got Bishop, and I don't know how you can not think they're going to be tough.
Yeah. No,
Colorado's going to be, you know, and Brian's right with that. Colorado is going to be there. It depends who's all healthy at the end. But if you look at the Blues, what they did last year when on their run, that's the one thing. They all stayed healthy. The goaltender stayed healthy. The defense, everyone was healthy. So if they can, if Colorado's top players are ready to roll, I still think, and I heard, you know, you start hearing rumors, but you hear Colorado maybe trying to chase down Mr. Price in Montreal, the goaltender, and if they somehow pull that one out of the hat and get him out there, that changes everything up because now you get a top goaltender out there with that outfit. You could be looking for some tough trouble there. So, you know, you don't know who's going to add anything at the trade deadline. I don't think the Blues are going very in the trade deadline. I don't think they're going to be big time players in the game at the trade deadline. But I think a team like Colorado, if they're looking to upgrade their goaltender and they can do it on a sense like that, God, that would be a difference maker there.
Yeah, I'm going to take a different route, and I'm going to go with this scenario, and that is this. I think it's whoever they play first. Like, there's so much going on, right? We're coming off a Stanley Cup. It was so many years. They're going to have to push, right? The days are over of coasting, right? I think it's the first round. I think it's whoever it is. I think if the Blues can handle their business in the first round, it takes me to what Darren was talking about earlier, and that is, you know, who is better than us? Like, if you watch us play night in and night out, who's better than us? I think if you get through that first round, it makes you almost feel like, yes, this is, you know, this is how it goes for us. Like, we're the dominant force here. And, you know, you see upsets in the first round all the time. And you look at this one, and this is a classic case of you're going to play a good team in the first round of the playoffs in our conference. It's that simple. Mm-hmm. So I think that's how I look at it. And like I said, the fun thing about it is that if you're in that boat, so are the other teams. So immediately, if you get through that first round, there's a couple of really good teams that are going to be out. So how I look at it. And again, I know that, you know, each step is obviously more important than the next one in front of you, but that's where I'm going with it. So I don't know. I just thought, like,
it's just
a tough thing, you know, because I'm just like, holy moly. But, okay, last question on our Patterson Tire and Service text line. We did not get our hat trick from Jamie. Do you think maybe we could get him to join Henson and finally get the spinach and cinnamon? Oh, my Lord. Yeah, is that ever going to happen? I don't think it is. So Rivs, I guess, got two goals. He didn't get the hat trick. Is this correct? Can you confirm or deny?
Yes, I can confirm. And one of them, he got one of them in the shootout. So, yeah, I can confirm because I had to hear about it up where I was in Omaha. So he made sure to tell everybody.
He made sure to tell everybody. Well, listen. Yeah. So, hey, listen, man, I know you're busy this afternoon. We're going to let you get out of here. But, you know, I think I'm with you on this one, you know, like – it makes you think who should, like, we're that team. Now, the second half could be interesting, right? But gosh darn it, I'm with you. On most nights, we look like the dominant team.
Yeah, I think it's there. I think just the way that they played this year, I think where they're with the possibility of the Tarasenko coming back, or if he does get another player, which I don't know if they need it, just the way they're playing. It's an in-your-face type of hockey team, and I think the goaltender obviously can match up against anyone in the league, and I think they got the best defense in the league. So I think all their stuff is in the right order. If they just stay healthy and can ride this out, I find it tough for anyone to beat them until they get to. I think Washington's would be a question mark, and Tampa Bay. You know, they're coming out of somewhere right now that I thought they were going to be good at the start of the year, and they were struggling, and then they won like 10 of 11. So they got their game going back. So it's going to be. But I like the way the Blues are going, guys. I haven't seen a better team than them all year.
So, as I told Brian earlier, I told him about the chairs being down on Market and Mama making you come home. So are the chairs set up down on Market again this year?
I think people, if I was them early, I'd get them down there. I'd get them down
Go
there.
Go ahead and start laying them out.
Yeah,
huh?
I start putting them out. Yeah.
All right. Well,
I've seen Darren in a chair very early in the morning before.
Hey, before you go, we can't let you go without a quick thought on how things are going for our NelsonLandServices.com amateur minute here. You know, you've got those Granite City Warriors flying. I know Car Shield's rolling. How's things going out there?
You know, it's been good. We had a good weekend. We played, a 14th ranked team or 15th ranked team in the country up in Omaha this weekend, and we won, and we went 4-0 this weekend. So that was good. The kids are playing well. We're going to play the AAA Blues here Wednesday for our third game. So that determines home ice advantage for the playoffs against them. And then that being said, I got the Granite City team here. We're playing tonight in Alton or East Alton against Alton. And then we got Belleville Thursday. So we're going to be one of the top two teams. So we'll get a bye in the first round if we can get one of these wins. And then and it's going to be tough because there's four good teams. There's six good teams that's going to chase this thing down. But our team's played well, and you know, the kids have come a long way. So it's nice. You know, we've been winning, and it's been fun.
Who are those teams in that conference there? Well, who are the six that you think got a real good shot at this thing over here?
Well, we got Freeburg Waterloo, who's up there. We're tied with them right now for first. We got a game in hand, so that'll be tonight. And then you got Deonny's team from the Missouri side to come over and play this year, and then you got Belleville, Collinsville, and Columbia. So those are the six, and so we're hoping, you know, we get a win tonight that puts us in a bye, and then we can get away from playing the extra series that we don't want to play. So that'll be nice. So it this is going to get fun here coming down the stretch. It'll be interesting hockey for Granite City, that's for sure.
I don't know that you get to see a ton of it, but I know you know some of the kids. How's the Mid-States League shaping up? Who's the team to beat over there this year? You been following that at all?
Well, you know what? I hear at CBC, their rankings come out, and I know that I know CBC come out on top, and I think Vianney's in second. And I know there's a top hat they play at the start of the year that I believe Vianney won. So I see Edwardsville's over there. They're in the ninth. They got the ninth ranking or whatever. So they'll be in tough. There's some, but I think it comes down to CBC and Vianney over on that side.
Yeah, it should be interesting. And I know all the kids and the parents love to hear, you know, when you guys mention some of their programs and things like that. So it's good stuff. But, you know, I just appreciate you and the time that you take with all the kids. And obviously Jamie does the same with SynergyHockeySkills.com and everything he does. So
I'll tell you what, man, I have just been going every night. I got it tonight. Then we got practice and a game. And we've been out of town the last two weekends and I'm going out again. It's just, you know, it's nonstop right now. So, but it's exciting. It's, you know, it's fun. There's a lot of potential here for some success. So, you know, and that's what it's all about, to see if these kids can succeed. And, you know, if they, the better they get during the year and the faces, you know, the excitement they see on their face, that's what it's all about. So it's been a joy.
Well, I say this, and I don't have to tell you this or the guy sitting across from me, but enjoy it, even though it seems wild, because it'll be over soon enough and you'll wish you were still doing it. So
I agree.
I'll tell you what, Darren, I usually take some shots at you, but the times that Jake played for you, it was the most enjoyable time as far as my time in hockey. So I appreciate everything you did there.
Well, I thank you. I'll tell you that team there, we sat when I coached that, and I don't know what that is, 10 years ago, 11 years ago, whatever it was, but that was one of the best teams. Well, there wasn't even no one even in our ball game. So it was, we sort of ran right through and won everything. And that was one of the best teams I thought I'd ever seen, Granite. And now I got a group here that's got probably a 10 or 11 juniors that are going to be coming back next year. And it's just going to be a powerhouse next year. But it's just, these kids, you know what? I all relate it back, guys, to when the Blues are doing well, usually hockey in Granite City or around the surrounding area is doing well. And I think you're seeing that everywhere. And it's just, you know, back when Brian and them were there, you know, that was back in the day when, you know, I believe Pronger and them were all making a run for this thing. And, you know, that's when they got involved in the Holly thing and all that. That was that group of kids that was getting involved. So it's just turned around here again. And it's nice to see in St. Louis.
Who else was on that team, Brian? Who all was on that team with Jake when Darren was
Well,
there?
You had the Pritchard boys, and you had Will Conley's son. And
boy.
We had a good team.
There's some dads.
Ryan Thomas.
Yeah. Those dads knew their way around the hockey rink, so that means a lot. You
well,
know?
You know, every one of us was coaching them on the other side of the glass trying to tell them.
They had 15 coaches, eh? In
hey, hey they still do that now, Brian. No way, they still do that now.
Well, yeah, you know.
Derek Brown was on that team.
Yeah,
Brownie.
Kimby, you
Kyle
never.
Worthen. He was good.
Yeah.
Hey, I used to have it.
Tyler Cruz,
yeah.
Baseball wise, my assistant coach used to handle all that stuff for me. When the parents would get going in the stands, he had this voice and he'd just put his hand up and go, "We got it. We got it." You ever have to do that, Brian? You ever
he have usually to just raise his fist.
Brian, did you ever have to go fill in for him on the bench? Did he ever get booted out of the game?
He wouldn't let me nowhere near that bench. he actually just asked me to stay in the bus a few times.
Oh, boy. Oh, my Lord.
Well, we had a flat tire, so he was sick.
How'd it get flat? How'd that tire get flat?
We don't know that yet.
Oh, boy. Yeah. All right, I know you need to go, Kimby. I appreciate you and your time, and we will talk soon, my friend. See you on Thursday.
Yeah, you guys.
Okay.
Yeah, enjoy yourself. All righty.
Take care.
Bye.
The one, the only, and boy, thank goodness there's one and only, Darren Kimble. Always fun to chat with. But, yeah, you know, it's funny. You know, you sit over here and you want to – I don't know about you, Brian, but I am. I'm sitting here going, okay, you know – You hear yourself say it out loud. One team's done it, right? And you're like, man, they after all those years of not winning a cup, could we really win two in a row? And then you start kind of talking yourself out of it. But when you hear him talk about it, and again, here's a guy, if you followed this show since we started, this is a guy that doesn't pull any punches. Kimby does not pull punches. You know, he calls it like he sees it, and he's been critical and hard when he's had to be. So for him to say, look, I've watched this thing, I've watched other teams, and, you know, while you still got to do it, I mean, I don't see another team in our conference better than the Blues. So for him to say that's saying a lot, and you know that.
Yeah, it's you know, I heard somebody, maybe it was on NHL Network, said that there's not one hockey player that doesn't go out there on his shift and try and win the shift.
Sure.
That being said, injuries about all it's going to keep the Blues from making a nice run, I would think.
Well, getting their players back is nice because it sure looks like Parayko's back, Sammy Blais coming back, and as evidenced, I think, by Troy Brouwer going down. And boy, when you and I understand what you were saying with Vladdy. If he's not, because we've seen it. I think we've seen him play when he's not 100%, and right. It wasn't good.
No.
You know, like it was either last year or the year before, I think, when he wasn't doing so well, and then all of a sudden he turned it on, and then it came out later. Well, you know, my shoulder's finally better. Well, there's something to that. But these guys want to play, and I get it. But I don't think in this scenario a guy needs to play if he's 50%. No way. No way, shape, or form.
Our talent level is too high. I mean, our Vladdy's not one of the top six forwards if he's not more than 80% healthy, in my opinion.
Well, and again, listen, I'm not advocating not to play Vladimir Tarasenko because of any other reason other than if he's not healthy. That's it. I mean, obviously, he's an uber-talented guy. He's one of your guys. He's your – whether you like to admit this or not, he's one of your superstars. You're paying him like it. And again, he can fill it up when he's healthy. So if he's healthy, let's get him back in there and let's get going. And, hey, let's win this thing.
Yeah, I'm a big Vladdy fan. Love watching him play.
Where are we going to put our chairs? Because now after – listening to Kimby, I'm ready to set my chair.
I want to find wherever Brett Hull is going to be at. I'm going to set my chair up next to Brett Hull.
I'm not quite sure you can hang with Brett Hull.
I can watch. I'll cross the street.
You're going to live vicariously through Brett Hull.
That's right.
That is quite an interesting thing there. So, yeah. You know, just the whole thing makes you sit here and go, okay, now that we're past the All-Star break, even though it's more than half, it's like, let's go. It's on. You know what I mean? You're going to – the next big – like, you have this road trip, which is a big one. Like, if you look at this thing, this is a monster for them. And then you get the trade deadline, and then it's the push. And
I think the next 10 games is huge for the Blues.
Sure, it is.
If you take it in 10-game increments, well, like Army likes talking about.
I think, you know, the season kind of ends, and then you've got this little break. It feels like it felt like forever before the All-Star stuff started, right, between games. And then you kind of lose touch a little bit. And then today, when we're prepping for the show and everything, I pull up the standings, and I'm sitting here going, you know, not only are we in first place in the conference, I mean, we're in first place by 6 points. And we have the same number of games as Colorado. We're in first place by 6 points. And down in the Pacific, you know, it's like, holy moly. Listen, the Blues have put themselves in a great position here, and I would like to see them finish it off. But I'm going to stand by my thing. I think the first round, it doesn't matter who it is, I think is going to be a monumental thing for them to just move past it and say, this is what we do. You know, it just feels like that.
That first round, you're going to catch a team, if you finish in one of the top spot, a team that's fighting to get in that 8th spot.
I've always said that's what, yes.
And it could be the Hawks this year. I mean, they're playing some good hockey right now.
Yeah, could be. Yeah. Hey, you think they were booing Patrick Kane when he scored for them? Just wait till he comes back here in the playoffs, maybe. Yeah. But, hey, great stuff. Thank you. And, again, I've said it once, I'll say it again. Thank you to your family for their contributions to our show and allowing us to do this. And I hope you guys are enjoying being a part of it. I hope Kimby's pot shots at you are felt with love and affection, because that's how I think big guys show their love and affection.
Terms of endearment.
I told him, though, I said, have you talked to Brian lately? He goes, why? And I said, I'm not quite sure when a tire company sponsors a portion of your show and you say that the guy is bending over and flattening people's tires, I'm not quite sure that's the best marketing strategy. Oh, everybody knows I'm kidding. I said, I sure hope so. Yeah. But no, anyway, so good stuff. And thank you for your continued support. I do want to thank all you guys out there for joining us here today on Blues NHL Podcast. I'm going to remind you one last time to check us out at bluesnhlpodcast.com. Subscribe to the show. It's free. Take you about 30 seconds to do so, and you get notifications every time we do the show, and it means a lot to us when you guys do that. Social media experience, obviously, is a big part of our following. Find us on Twitter, at STL Blues Podcast. Find us on Facebook, Blues NHL Podcast. Like our Facebook page. Find the pinned post is always going to be our show. First thing we're going to say is like it. Throw a quick comment on it. You can comment on the actual post or just say, let's go Blues, and, of course, share it. That helps us reach more Blues fans and bring them into our community. Find us on Instagram as well, Blues NHL Podcast Show. And, of course, as part of LineupMediaGroup.fm, home of Yo Radio, streaming platform for your mobile device. To all of our partners out there, of course, SynergyHockeySkills.com and everything they do for all the young players in the area, and of course, what they do for our show. And Jamie Rivers hopefully be back with us on Thursday. Of course, my good friend Randy and Stephanie Green with InnovativeCompanies.com. Residential, commercial, industrial, doesn't matter. They've got you covered, and it's the name you know and trust. To the man sitting across from me and his wonderful family, Patterson Tire and Service, a whole lot more than a tire store. Give them a call at 618-797-6711. Take care of those tires, brakes, and, of course, just general automotive repair for you. Located at 3718 Highway 111 in Granite City, Illinois. That's my good friends, Patterson Tire and Service. Of course, the best barbecue in St. Louis is Adam's Smokehouse, located on Watson Road, and open till 7 on Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays. Don't forget the box lunch orders and, of course, the wonderful catering opportunities that are available to you. They do deliver to certain zip codes, but if you want the full experience, get in there, check out the sides, tell Mike and the crew we said hello. That's Adam's Smokehouse, St. Louis. Here's your cue. And, of course, to the Nelson family, NelsonLandServices.com. Home of that wonderful landscaping company that does five-star landscaping at reasonable prices. They're tremendous people, and they're looking for an opportunity for your business. Hopefully on Thursday, I got my crew back, Kimby, Rives, and, of course, Coach Henson. Brian, you're always welcome anytime. You know, it's one thing to bring a guy in that don't know shit, but you know your hockey.
Well, I've had some nice people to be around with hockey, Mr. Henson being one of them.
Yes. It's fun, man. We've had a good time on the show, and we appreciate all the support, especially from guys like yourself and, of course, to all of you out there. All right, folks, season starts back up tonight. Time to go to work. Let's go Blues!